I want to wrap up a little Thanksgiving, do a quick recap here. Did you have a good Thanksgiving? We didn't even get to talk about that.
What the hell did I do? We had, you know, when you get married, you have to share family. So, we shared families. She went to her family and I went to my family.
Now, you went to her family for Thanksgiving.
Eventually, long story short, I don't like... All right, let me just put this straight here. Let me make sure the coast is clear, okay?
Wait. Are you checking so that she doesn't hear you?
Because
you're such a goddamn marriage renegade.
I did check.
You have to peek over your shoulder before you say something?
Yes. I don't care for her mother's bland cooking. So what I did was I dropped them off at her mother's house, went back to my mother's house, ate some food, and then went back to her mother's house and pretended to fucking eat.
You pretended? You didn't actually eat?
I didn't eat a goddamn thing. I just swallowed the fucking food.
I mean,
like a fucking animal.
It seems like they were trying to treat you nice. They put you at probably a decent spot at the table. They gave you some food.
You know where they fucking put me?
Where?
The worst fucking... They put me at the fucking seam of the table where the two fucking tables meet.
That's where you usually put
the...
The
most fucking uncomfortable
The most hated
area.
Relative sits at the goddamn
seam.
And
not only that, everybody's got a nice soft fucking dining room chair. I'm on a fucking lopsided... metal folding chair from 1962.
Okay, so now your plate is fucking rocking. It's all uneven.
Right.
And your chair. And it's probably going the opposite way. So there's just no way you can brace anything evenly.
And everybody's 2 feet higher than me. I'm looking up at everybody.
you're like a fucking child looking up at all the adults.
Because I'm an animal. You know, I'm the black sheep, so whatever. And what happened is her table, you know, it separates every once in a while. So sometimes... You know, my glass would almost, you know, fall down the crack or whatever, and it's just ridiculous.
Did you spill anything?
I think I caught it in time, but it's, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
And then the legs of the table are, like, right there, and you really can't put your legs under the table, and you keep bumping into it, and whatever.
Yeah. I had a pretty good Thanksgiving. I'm definitely not as bad as yours. Yours is pretty fucking miserable with the child fucking computer chair. The little My First folding chair that they gave
right.
you. But... My sister hosted it for the first time. It's usually like the same person, but this, you know, she wanted to do it. She's got her own place. She's married now. 10 people didn't show up. Day of, as the turkeys are cooking. I've said turkeys, plural. That's two turkeys. 10 people were announced to not be arriving in a shocking fashion. And they're like, you didn't get the message? Like that. Like, no, we're cooking two turkeys.
You mean they didn't give plenty of time or notice or what?
They left a voicemail at midnight the night before on the cell phone.
The night before?
Yeah, the night before on a cell phone. Voicemail from a bar. But either way, you know what? She doesn't have a lot of room.
Did this cause tension?
A little bit, but you know what? It worked out in the end.
Oh, cool.
Everybody had their own Thanksgiving dinner.
That's good.
But the thing is, though, I mean, it wouldn't have been so cramped. I would have probably been on the seam. I'm not one to accept being at the seam like you are. You just fucking cave right away.
Well,
I'll take the seam. Here's my little puss face. I'm gonna be miserable.
Just to go back to my situation, originally I was sitting at the head of the table. Okay,
where were you sitting at the head of the table?
At her mother's house. There was nobody at the table yet, and I sat at the head of the table.
Oh, so you just sat down at the head of the table.
I got there first. I sat at the head of the table. Yeah, I got there first.
Round robin, bitches. First come, first serve.
Okay. But I was asked to move from the head of the table.
Who told you to move?
The favorite son-in-law.
Ah, the golden child.
Absolutely.
Nah, the black sheep's not supposed to be in the white sheep's seat.
No. Is that a big deal for you sitting at the head of the table? Is that really a big deal?
Supposedly it's an honor, but I mean, I really don't care as long as I'm not on the fucking seam. On the chair that spends the entire year in a goddamn shed.
Right, and it has
cobwebs on it.
You know what it had on it? It had like a footprint of wet paint. Because they probably used to fucking paint the fucking shed in the backyard, for Christ's sake.
They used it as a step stool.
They used it as a goddamn step stool.
Ah, shit, we don't have enough chairs. Ah, get the fucking stool!
That's it. That's it. I'm surprised they didn't get a fucking...
They slide a dog bowl in front of you. Just throw this shit in.
And you know what? Not only that, but it was a little rusted and it was a little fucking nail. I could have got a fucking... Should have got a tetanus shot or something after that. But,
yeah, you should have.
It worked out good for you. And,
I mean, it was pretty good. I mean, at least we didn't go out to a restaurant. Have you ever do that, the Thanksgiving at a restaurant?
We did that once and it was miserable. It was... I don't want somebody else making my Thanksgiving food. You know, I need the family to do it. What about you? Did it ever happen to you or not?
It happened. It's not good, but I enjoy it if it's not like your primary Thanksgiving. Like if it's
what does that mean?
It's like if you have to have a Thanksgiving with your family, of course, and then maybe a day later you'll have the Thanksgiving with some other relatives you don't see.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Okay,
like I would enjoy a Thanksgiving there, but I mean you just don't have any choices. It's like they hand you like this fucking paper menu, and you look at it. I'll have the Thanksgiving. It's like what the fuck? There's nothing to choose.
Absolutely.
To get the goddamn platter with the turkey, and it's all dry and shit. But Steve LaLarpa brings up a good point. Buffet for Thanksgiving. Now, I enjoy a Thanksgiving that's managed buffet style, whether it's at my relatives or at a restaurant. I enjoy being able to pick exactly what I want. I don't want to have to pass plates. I go up, I pick what I want. I don't have to say, oh, your stuffing's delicious, because I don't need to lie. I just don't even take it if it looks skanky. You ever see the skanky stuffing, that shit that's got a film on it, looks like it's been sitting out?
Disgusting.
Yeah. Yeah. Just awful. Some people bring some shitty goddamn dishes, and the buffet is really the perfect way to avoid having to eat them.
So you don't mind not having that whole formal serving of the food, the plates and everything?
No, I like the formal sitting down, the place settings, all that shit. But I prefer to go up to a buffet.
Right.
Bring the buffet home. Steve is right on the fucking same page. I mean, do you enjoy a buffet?
I love the concept of a buffet. I love, it's like being a fucking king. You can get your fucking food and, you know, whatever. I just don't like the things that go along with the buffet. You know, people going back and forth, kids going up there. And that's what I don't like about the buffet. But I do like a variety of foods.
Yeah, I mean, there's some definite things that irritate me about buffets. I mean, the little rolls.
The worst is when you go to a wedding. You go on that long line. It's usually the cocktail hour, this is. And you got this jackass in this fucking chef's hat underneath this orange fucking red light.
Yeah.
Slicing you a paper-thin fucking slice of a turkey or ham.
Yeah, enough with the chef hat too.
Oh,
okay. Oh, he can slice a knife, so now he's a fucking chef.
He's got like who the fuck is he? He's got this fucking uniform on. He's slicing a fucking piece of meat.